is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It is Barry, myself, and Aaron Raybould on this beautiful Wayback Wednesday. Our Wayback Wednesday list consists of either songs Bill O'Brien's playing in response to all the hate he's getting in this town, or, in my case, songs that really express how I feel about Bill O'Brien. So people had asked, but if you didn't recognize and or know all of my songs and or Barry, then maybe you can explain yours. But I'll just give you title and artist, title, just the titles of the songs first. Probably explains a lot about Bill O'Brien. What Goes Around Comes Around, Came In Like a Wrecking Ball, F You, Gives You Hell, Already Gone, No Scrubs, Bye Bye Bye, Everything, I Hate Everything About You. That would be my list. Self-explanatory. Barry, your list.
Mine was songs that Bill O'Brien would listen to in his office while conjuring up the plan for his next awful trade. So, Master P, It Ain't My Fault. Nas, You Can Hate Me Now. Quentin Black, Shake Them Haters Off. Janet Jackson, Control. Eminem, The Way I Am. Beyonce, Irreplaceable. Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again. So, that was my list. So, a couple things. I saw that, I was thinking about this last night when I was playing MLB The Show, that it would be cool to simulate the season and see what, you know, these little digital characters, how the season would play out. Well, obviously somebody's already done that two different ways. One way is I saw like on NBC Sports Boston, they simulated the season. And it was not kind to the Astros. Well, it wasn't kind to Boston at all. But it certainly wasn't kind to the Astros either. After having the Astros win the AL West with a record of 108-54, which was by far the best record in the American League according to the simulation. They had the Astros losing to the Indians in the ALDS. They had the Yankees beating the Twins, the Cubs beating the Mets, and the Nationals beating the Dodgers in the NLDS. The World Series was Cleveland versus the Nationals.
Ugh.
It was Indians, Nationals. Indians win it 4-3. Carlos Santana, your World Series MVP.
Now, then, let me ask you a question. If that all played out, not that it would make any Astros fans giddy, but would that be enough to justify the Astros did it with talent, not cheating, all the, you know, throughout just the 1 year, and that it would get people, would get the Astros off the hook and get people to kind of relax on all the,
I think
the
so.
Crap.
Yeah, I think so it would help. I mean, it's never going to go. You're never going to go back and erase the
right.
History of what they did. But yeah, I think it shuts down the you guys are, you know, now you're still going to have people that are going to be like, oh, I bet they still cheated. But yeah, I think it'll do it helps a little. I don't know if it's going to help a lot, if I'm being honest. The awards for the regular season. Mike Trout was your AL MVP. Christian Yelich was your NL MVP. Gerrit Cole was your AL Cy Young. Max Scherzer was your NL Cy Young. Hunter Cole of the Rangers, your AL Rookie of the Year. And Dylan Carlson of the Cardinals, your NL Rookie of the Year. I think from the award standpoint, the simulation probably got it right or pretty damn close, I'll tell you that.
Who can you give me info on Hunter Cole of the Rangers? That's the only name that I'm really not familiar with.
Right fielder. He got a little bit of time last year. I don't remember how many games he played in. I can pull up his baseball reference stats.
Okay, that's just – I'm just saying that if – you know, you don't have to. I'm just – I wasn't really familiar with him, and I hate to have anybody that's good on the Rangers. But other than that, you're right. I mean, it sounds like they got it pretty right. I just
– So the as far as simulations go, also Baseball Reference, which is, by the way, my go-to site, anything baseball statistics-wise, it's outstanding. But they've also been doing a simulation. Now, the way they've been doing it is they have another thing that they're using called where the hell is it called? Out of the Park Baseball. And it's a simulator. So they've been simulating since – basically what they said is since the 2020 season's on hold, Baseball Reference is using Out of the Park Baseball 21 to simulate the season. And not good news for your Astros in the simulated season. 9-9, according if you were using statistics and measurements of players and everything else. Astros would start off 9-9, according to that. So some work.
That's not going
to
bother me too much. We know they've started off slow in the past.
Yeah.
And they've been able to rebound.
But they do it every day. Again, they take the schedule and then they just simulate the day and post it. It's pretty interesting if you're a numbers dork like I am.
Well, you should start tweeting daily what the results of the Astros games are.
No, I would like to keep my followers.
I think one of the things to me that gets back to the whole Dr. Fauci thing about, you know, if they're going to do this, it would be a centralized location or like that. Nothing could be better for the Astros. I don't care what the results are. I don't care if they do, you know, halfway between what you've just said the simulators are saying and what their results are for the year. I think the fact that they could escape so much drama and so much, you know, of the extra anguish and the taxing circumstances doing a situation like that with no fans so that at least a season's worth of time passes before they would actually have to get back into, you know, normal, regular MLB schedule, playing on the road and doing all those things because of all the heat that they're going to face in so many different situations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think about that. Where else in the history of sports would you get a team that's supposed to be punished that ends up getting the book thrown at them and then is supposed to, you know, head out on a full 162-game schedule in which 81 games are going to be living hell. And all of a sudden, because of the pandemic, you never have to go through all of that. And a year later, I think people, again, are so giddy to be back to normal with baseball that a lot of it, maybe not all of it, but I think a majority of it is in the rear view and they don't do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure there was some sort of sigh of relief. But
absolutely.
But they're gonna have to face that music. I mean, it's unavoidable. So it's gonna happen. I mean, this is just.
Oh, there's gonna be some. This is delaying the inevitable. But I think that if it's played out like that, it's the best case scenario for a bad scenario.
True. Very true.
I don't know if you saw this or not either, but the World Series MVP of the Red Sox run, Steve Pearce, has decided to call it quits. On WEEI Radio the other night, they were recapping that World Series run by the Red Sox. And in Game 1 of the series against the Dodgers, he was doing commentary. And as part of the broadcast, said, you know what? It's been a good run. I have 10 years in there. Right now, I'm officially retired. And he stepped away from the game. I mean, he had a hell of a playoffs, against the Stros. He's played well in the last couple of years. Give him credit because he decided on his own terms. He knew when to say when. But, of course, he also had to get into the fact that he thought it was all a big joke in terms of the way that they were accused of cheating. And he said, when it came out, we were all kind of joking about it. We just want this to pass us. We want it fair and square. Whatever they accused us of, we were all like, I can't believe this is even an issue. Once the report comes out, we're all going to be free. Hmm. Well, guess what? The first step in that would be the report coming out, and we're still waiting.
Yep. Still waiting. Might be waiting for a while.
Yeah, no doubt. So we'll see what happens. He says he wants to get into coaching and possibly get in contact with Ron Renicki. To see, you know,
don't
what's
hit up
going
Alex Cora. That ain't gonna help you.
Yeah, seriously. And we're still waiting on that ruling too. All right, now enough said on that. Don't let me get me started. All right, we're rolling through the final hour of the show. Still got about 45 minutes to go. So if you want to be a suspect and join us, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can hit us on Twitter. It is the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5. Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
You're listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sharara.
Hey, final hour of the show rolls on. Nick's out. Aaron Rabel's in. He's in for the last 2 hours. Dellhead hour number one of a way back Wednesday. It's Barry and myself. Barry, what started out to be, I don't want to say exciting, but it was, in terms of all the things going on with the NFL, some anticipation that up to seven NFL teams were going to change logos and uniforms, and that we might have, you know, some new designs and some fun stuff to look at. Well, it continues to be uneventful and repetitive. The Buccaneers, as we saw, really tried to make subtle changes that it wasn't as subtle as the Texans, which were absolutely nothing. But they weren't good. Now, if you saw it, the latest two teams to come out, the Colts, who made a tweak to the, they declared a secondary logo, which is their original C font style, but the cutout of the inner part of the C is the state of Indiana, made to look almost like an anvil, but it's ridiculous. Now the Cleveland Browns, a uniform that you've been a fan of, came out with what I can only say is, quote, new, unquote, uniforms, because when they say it's, you know, basically a homage to their old teams of success, it's essentially the same damn uniform that they've been wearing a version of their entire existence. There is nothing new about it. There is nothing exciting about it. The Browns will be Browns, and that's exactly what we get.
Yeah, they took the, because it used to say Browns on the pants, right? Or is it Cleveland?
Last year it did, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They took that away, right?
Yep. Yeah, now yeah, it's back to like just that. White jerseys will have the brown pants with a white and orange stripe. The brown jerseys will have the white pants. It's just yawn and wake me when you're done. So that's out there. The Colts, like I said, they have a new secondary logo, a new font, and overall, it's absolutely the same. So nothing new to report there on that front, except for the fact that they had to waste a lot of people's time with a press release.
Well, I mean, look, it's, I saw one of the headlines. You know, we get those morning emails.
Yep.
Hey, here's topics to talk about when your wacky radio show. One of the main, it said breaking sports news. And I was like, oh, okay, what do we got, player? One of the breaking sports, I'm going to read the, hold on, I'm going to pull this up, because it made me sad that this was one of the major headlines. Okay. It was, oh, damn it, now I've deleted it. It was basically that the Liberty made a trade.
I saw that. The WNBA was like on ESPN's front page today, said that
here it is.
Liberty trade Charles, get three picks in three-team deal.
Yeah, that was the breaking, the top breaking sports news for the day. That was it. Your breaking sports news. Judge's retriever is Giants' ultimate draft insider. Magic what? Sees ties between coronavirus and AIDS crisis. WWE releases five wrestlers for those workers. MLS postponing through June 8th. Popovich coaches up staffers from local food bank. That is breaking sports news. Popovich coaches up staffers from local food
bank. I actually read the article.
Bank.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You special. Are desperate. Yeah, and then they added in the Liberty trade. But I guess they took that off now. I guess it gets updated in the middle
of
the
day. Bro, I'm not desperate. We do a sports show every day. So you have to no stone unturned. We have to look for every possibility. I mean, the fact that – because the one headline you read, people are – scratching their temple, like, because I've said, what? Joe Judge's golden retriever is the New York Giants' ultimate draft insider, all to say that he's prepping for the draft, the new coach of the Giants, in his basement. So every day, the family retriever, Abby, goes with him and spends up to 15 hours with him while he's working.
That's, see, Oliver is the radio insider. He comes in. I get him office. I leave the door open. He'll either get in my lap, lay down, go to sleep, or he's in the chair next to me. But he is the ultimate ESPN 97.5 Usual Suspects insider. Well, not worthy of a headline, people.
No.
Not worthy.
I'll see your Oliver
headline.
And I'll go, Boomer, Buddy.
Okay. Yes.
Jack, know, and wave Joel, too many more.
I know. You're going to one-up me now. I get it.
I'm not trying to one-up you.
No,
you have the cats covered.
Did.
I got the dogs.
Well, you got, yeah, you've got several. You have a whole war room. You don't just have one insider. You have a war room.
Lisa comes in during the break, and I have, you know, I went to Home Depot and I bought the temporary wrought iron like fencing that's about 3 feet high, and I put it around certain areas of our backyard, you know, where the sidewalk meets the grass, so the dogs have to go around that so they don't wear out my grass. Well, Lisa's kind of hell bent on getting a shorter version of it that I use where we have certain other kind of foliage around the house, and I'm like, okay, you do realize though that, you know, that now runs the risk of dogs, some of our dogs being able to jump over it, as opposed to we have one husky that can pretty much standing high jump about 4.5 feet. Otherwise, the other dog's got no chance. She comes in during a break. She goes, well, maybe you're right about the fencing. I go, why? She's like, well, the husky and the retriever, our 100-pound retriever, were wrestling a little bit, and the husky decided to show off and jump over the 3.5-foot fence to get away from him. Not to be denied, the retriever decided to try to jump over the 3.5-foot fence. It's now a laying down on the grass fence because he decided to take the whole thing out like Refrigerator Perry. So I can't wait to see my backyard when I get done with this show.
That's great. Yeah, good for you. Look at you.
You got dog Olympics.
Yeah. Had big fat dogs out there crushing fences.
Hey, he's on diet medication, man. He's losing weight.
Is he fat for real?
Dude, he was 118 pounds at one point. He's now, I think he's been 92 to 94 consistently. But, I mean, you want to talk about like a Doppler radar for food. This dog hammers his own food and then knows strategically how to get every other dog's food in the house. Like, if they leave anything, if they turn their head for a second, he literally, and he's not even subtle about it, he'll lay down right next to the dog and that's eating their food and just wait. And if they turn their head or Lisa makes a noise or the kids and they turn and look, he's in there. He's nose first going, yep, snooze, you lose.
That's so great.
Yeah, so we have a real issue with, he's like the Chris Farley of, he's got a little bit of an eating problem.
I've got what people call a weight problem.
Yeah. So, got that going for us, which is nice. I'm just looking at other things, because you're right, the news of the day was pretty weak. We did cover a lot of stuff. You see Royce White now is going to try MMA? I don't think there's a Rockets fan out there, whether they understood his dilemmas or not, that doesn't want him to get his ass kicked.
I didn't see that, but... okay, that's
Sports Illustrated did like a cover story on him.
You think Rockets fans want him? I don't think Rockets fans care about him. He was a blip on the radar.
Oh my God, you are wrong. And I don't think in this case they even have to be Kool-Aid drinking rowdies. I just think Rockets fans as a whole were so frustrated that, you know, the Rockets used a first round pick on this guy, and that, you know, regardless of what happened in college or didn't happen, that the Rockets didn't shy away from getting him his own bus to travel in, do everything that they could, only to just get pelted with him lashing out at the organization. And, you know, he's been playing in the Ice Cube 3-on-3 league and yet still bitching about everything. And I'm not saying that he doesn't have real issues to deal with, but the fact that he kind of one day plays, you know, the good guy, and then ends up being the villain because he lashes out at so many different people, that now the fact that it never worked out with him and the Rockets.
Well,
and
I don't know that. I mean, look, you knew what you were getting into when you drafted him. So why?
See, that's the thing. I don't know that they knew that.
Why would the fans? I mean, the fans should be mad at the Rockets, not Royce White, because they knew what they were doing.
Maybe to some extent, but like, you know, from the standpoint of what was said and didn't say, and you're right, the Rockets should have known if they didn't know. But, and I'm not saying, look, I'm not trying to take anything away with what he's dealing with in terms of real issues. But I'm saying the fact that the way he chooses to handle them, where he just suddenly then starts attacking other people on social media and otherwise about things, doesn't set up to where fans love him or loved him. And I think that Rockets fans can chime in and let me know, but let us know. I don't think that they're huge fans of his because of the fact that it looks like the Rockets did try. But, I mean, dude.
I think if you made a list of the most hated Rockets of all time by Rockets fans, I don't think he makes the top five.
I don't know if he's most hated. I just think that people got really pissed off at the way he handled everything when the common fan looked at it and said, the Rockets are trying to help you. They got you a bus.
Who do you think would be the most hated Rocket of all time from Rockets fans? Like, oh, I hate that dude.
Well, I don't. That's a good question. Is Scottie Pippen up there?
I think so. I think Pippen might be up there. I think
Kelvin Cato,
Matt Maloney. I think that might be your top three.
See, that sucks because Matt's such a good dude, but they hate on him because it wasn't his fault they offered him a contract that he chose to sign that got him paid for a long time. But, I mean, at least Matt loved the game. Cato didn't love the game.
Yeah.
And Pippen blamed everybody else when he was supposed to be the savior. But those are interesting questions because not that Royce White's going to be a guy that Rockets fans quote-unquote hate, but I think there's a lot of them that are hoping that if he's getting to get into MMA that he takes a few shots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, you were talking about him going back and forth, and one day he's happy. But that is the problem with mental health issues, it's you have to – I kind of liken it to an alcoholic. You know, alcohol makes good people do bad things, and mental health issues can make good people say and do bad things. And so you can't really blame him. You have to blame the disease, or you have to blame the mental health issues that he's having. Because he's not choosing to be.
You're
that
right,
way.
And it's obviously a fair point. And I think that to say the Rockets should have known, just the fact that Mikhail knew Fred Hoiberg, who was his college coach, and Fred Hoiberg told them, oh, he's over that stuff, and it's manageable, it's going to be okay. You needed to do more homework than that because, you know, every college coach is trying to get his player drafted in the first round and getting taken care of. But, you know, you got to do your homework. Otherwise, you know, it's on you at some point, too. So,
yeah.
All right, there's a little Royce White talk for you. That's how good sports is today. We'll continue to run. We got a half hour to go on the show. If you guys want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can hit us up on Twitter. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the people at Apollo Men's Health. They're open. Whether you're in Pearland, Lake Jackson, or in one of the surrounding areas, even downtown Houston or in that area, and you want to check them out, they're open and they are here to help you. If you are looking for the energy that you once had that you just don't have anymore, whether it be to work out or spend more time with your family during the coronavirus, or just find the energy to have a lot more that you can get done in the course of a day, they can take care of a lot of it for you because they do it all right there at their clinics. They do regular testosterone therapy. They also do traditional ways of upping your injections, from injections to just upping your overall energy levels through testosterone therapy. They have cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy right now that reduces your weekly visits. With everything going on with the coronavirus, you don't want to go weekly and get your injections. Well, you can do it in a different way. This pellet testosterone therapy takes care of all of that, and you don't have to go weekly. Still get all that extra energy, and you're a new man. It's great ways to help you in the bedroom, the weight room, and everyday life. They do everything for you right there at their facility. All you got to do is schedule an appointment. 832-664-9966 or go to their website, apollomh.com, and you can book your first appointment online. Most major insurance accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. You'll be glad you did. Check them out, Apollo Men's Health.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you being around for a Way Back Wednesday. Also remind you at this point of the program that if you missed any portion of today's show, go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab for the suspects at the top of the page. The menu drops down, catch up on the hours that you missed. And while you're on the front page, you can download the app and never miss another ESPN975 show.
Do it.
Well done, Barry.
Thank you.
So anything eventful? Otherwise, I see people are all over the place throwing out names. Dr. Dre on 290, who was very effective in giving me Bob Sura earlier, also throws out Derek Fisher. Now, on a technicality, I'm not going to say that he's wrong, because Derek Fisher was officially a Rocket that we never put a uniform on, because I was there at that time, and there's no way in hell, with the amount of hate Rockets fans had for Derek Fisher, that they ever wanted to even have a press conference with him. And I don't think he wanted to be here. It was just a technicality and a trade. But the fact that he never played a game, I think your question, which was a good one, was when you talk about Rockets players that were disliked.
By Rockets fans. Right. That's the key, yeah. Because I think if you, you know, I mean, everybody's going to hate Barkley and maybe Clyde.
I don't know that they hate Harden or Clyde. I think you, Scottie Pippen.
Rockets fans hated Charles before he got here. I'll tell you that much. So I could.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that he really endeared himself to the city and said if he could have played his whole career over again, he would have wanted to play in Houston his whole career. That touched a lot of people.
No, I was throwing out those names that other fans outside of Houston would hate Rockets.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, I was saying that so it's not going to include those guys. This list is going to be players that Rockets fans themselves hated as Rockets. So it can't be Pippen as a Bull. It's got to be Pippen as a Rocket. So a couple names that people threw out on the text line, Maurice Taylor and Brent Price. I don't think anybody hated Brent Price. I think he just like
I don't think anybody
whatever.
Hated Mo Taylor either.
I kind of hated Mo Taylor, but I think we have the winner here. I think Chandler Parsons.
Boy, as much as I'd like to defend him, because he was good dude when he was here, but yeah. And then when he left and said Houston was dirty, he got on the Barry bandwagon on that. He went to Dallas and said Houston was dirty.
Hey, that's a fact. We're a dirty city.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. He pretty much wore out his welcome.
Yeah, I don't think people really liked him here, so that's probably a couple good names there.
Yeah, I can see that. Someone said Pig Miller. Pig Miller was a really good dude, and he wasn't making a lot of money. He just wasn't very good.
Yeah, that's it. But, you know, people will hate you for that, you know?
It's the same reason why I think when you threw out the names with Price and Mo Taylor, it was because they were making money, so you expected more.
Right. Man, Matt Maloney and all that. I think for me, my Matt Maloney and Kelvin Cato might be my top two.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately. And I know Matt Maloney's a good dude and all that, but just you look at the money that this organization wasted on him. That's going to put you up there in my mind.
Again, victim of circumstance, but I was there that day when they thought that they had a 3 to 5 year window with their entire roster. They signed Antoine Carr and Matt Bullard. Matt Bullard, Matt Maloney, Antoine Carr. Everybody that was going to be a member of that team that were waiting for the Pippen deal to go through. And they thought, this is the roster that's going to win the West for 3 to 5 years. So we're locking everybody up. Matt got seven. He's coming off a season where he played in all 82 games, started all the playoff games. Very, very good point guard, serviceable point guard. They gave him like 7 years and 17 mil. And they cut him the next year. That's not going to endear yourself to the fans.
Nope. Not good. Not wise, guys.
No.
Another blitz call back there.
Yeah. So
somebody wanted to know if I was going to try to stir up trouble between you and AJ when I live chat with him tonight. No. In fact, in most cases, And as will be the case when Joel and I live chat, we probably won't talk much, if anything, about the show.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. It's going to be about everything else. So I'm going to talk to AJ
the thing that was funny the other day was, and I forget, Raheel, when he does those things about mashups where you click on the link twice and it says who would be roommates with you if you were in a pandemic.
Quarantine, yes.
Yeah, a couple people got me and AJ, and they're like, oh my God, this would be great. I was like, then they go, man, I wish these guys would even do an hour on the same show. We've done it several times. I mean, there's been times the day that he sent you home.
Yep.
There were other times where he's filled in or he's asked me to stay, whatever it is. I think people miss the boat on the fact that time passes and a lot of things pass over too. So
yeah, there's no longer any hate or animosity. He still messes with you and it still makes you mad sometimes, but he makes everybody mad. So that's not singled out and directed just at you. He's like that to everybody.
Right. Right.
He gets on my nerves all the time. Just like I mentioned yesterday, the whole whiskey shaming me. We're going to discuss that tonight. I'll tell you that much. I'm bringing up that for sure.
You got plenty. You should be able to bring up.
Yeah, fat shaming me, whiskey shaming me, probably spell shame me like you.
No, I'm not getting into all that again. Even if you want to bring it full circle, I just throw this out to you because with all the NFL news and the free agency, a report has surfaced that is no surprise to Texans fans. They're saying that Jadeveon Clowney's lack of finding a new deal could be directly tied to teams and personnel people having serious concerns about his work ethic, including quoting people that even know him very closely as saying, the minute that he signs a deal, there is huge concern that he will then take the foot off the gas pedal and relax in a lot of ways. Nothing that Texans fans didn't know, hear about, and fear themselves when he was a member of this franchise.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, accurate, right? That's pretty much what the knock was the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not far-fetched if you're a Texans fan. Obviously, I don't know if Jadeveon Clowney himself would be surprised by this, but he shouldn't be because, you know, they said Pro Football Network's Tony Pauline is the guy that started it, that said there are concerns even from people close to Clowney that once he signs a huge contract, he may not play hard. He may just get this one contract with all these guarantees, and that's it, which is a concern to a lot of people and a reason why a lot of teams aren't going to pursue him that hard. This is a guy that thinks that he should be paid the same amount as guys in his draft class like Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack. And this is the same reason why people are smart enough to not give him that.
Delusions of grandeur. Okay. I got two good names, Joel. This might actually win this whole thing.
Okay.
I think these might actually even be better than Kelvin Cato.
We're going
Cato.
To these Rocket hate
and, yeah. Well, okay. But, you know, people text and there's slight delays and all that, so of course we're going to get it a little late. But, you know us. We always circle back and go a thousand different ways. Jeremy Lin. That's a really good one.
Yep.
That's a really good one. I might have to put him second behind Brian Anderson. Yes!
Oh, yeah.
That's the winner. That's the most hated Rocket in my mind of all time. Ryan Anderson.
I don't think Matt Maloney's top five when you talk about Parsons, Anderson, and Jeremy Lin.
And Cato. I think Maloney
There's
might be
four.
Five. If I'm going to rank them, I'm going to go Ryan Anderson. And then I'm going to go Jeremy Lin. And then I'm going to go, what was the other one you said?
Ryan Anderson, Jeremy Lin, Chandler Parsons.
Yeah, Parsons, and then Cato, and then
Kelvin
Maloney.
Cato.
And then Maloney. There's your top five. That's a good, those are a good couple late additions to the most hated Rockets by Rockets fans.
Yeah.
Ryan Anderson is strong.
I'm just trying to rack my brain quickly about it. Are we missing somebody? See, to me, because of the fact that he didn't pan out and the whole organization literally bent over backwards for him was Pippen.
Yeah, but I think fans enjoyed having him here, even though he didn't do much. He wasn't hated. He was just – fans were more disappointed. They didn't hate him, but it was more like, oh, man, how come we couldn't get Bulls, you know, with Jordan Pippen? We got – quitting on his team in Portland Pippen. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, and then he blamed, you know, he turns the ball over and everything and blamed Barkley for the reason why they blew a series to the Lakers.
Yeah.
I just think there was a lot of false expectations with that guy. But, yeah, I mean, I understand it for a lot of people to put Matt on that list. Walt Williams?
You're lobbying hard to get him off the list, but I don't think it's going to happen.
He's a buddy of mine, of course.
He's a great dude. It's not going to happen.
You know what? And I'll just admit it, but at the same time, I'm not going to fault anybody if someone walks up. Barry, if someone walked up to you and said, I'm going to give you $17 million for a 7-show Netflix deal. Am I going to hate you if the 7 shows sucked because you signed the deal and got $17 mil? No,
yeah,
I'm not
probably. You and me? Yeah, you would. I see what you're saying, but
well, once you blocked me on Twitter, you me, yes, you're right. Once you blocked me on Twitter,
there's
yes,
the truth.
Things change.
There's the old truth bomb.
Oh, and by the way,
Uh-oh.
Really good point, and it could be your number 5. Someone tweeted, texted in and said, a lot of fans hate James Harden. Bing, bing, bing.
No way. He's one of the most hated Rockets.
Day one.
Oh, you shut your mouth. But there's no way.
I've heard you on
most...
those promos.
You
are. The greatest
you
Rocket
and that person
time.
Are sharing a crack pipe if you think James Harden is one of the most hated Rockets of all time. Come on, man. No way.
Well, nationally, he would be.
Oh, for sure. But I'm saying we're talking Rockets fans. Got to keep that
Jason
in mind.
Braddock,
that's important.
Jason Braddock says Kevin Martin. Now, Kevin Martin was another guy that. He put up massive points for the first 3 quarters of every game, and then he was Harry Houdini.
Then he disappeared.
In the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, we got one segment to go in the show. Lots of good participation from the suspects. We appreciate you, and we'll be back to put a bow on it next. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sharara.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you guys listening on a Way Back Wednesday, and every day you become a suspect. We appreciate you. I guess we stirred up some folks here with all this Rocket fans voting on their most hated Rockets. Where do you put Dwight Howard on all that?
I think I would put him in the disappointment category. I don't know that people hated Dwight, but I think they were more disappointed. But that's just my guess. I never hated Dwight. I was just always like, man, he could have been so much more. I mean, there's a difference between being let down and disappointed and vitriol and hate. Like, oh, I can't wait until he's not a Rocket anymore. And I was definitely like that with Chandler Parsons and definitely like that with Ryan Anderson. I mean, of all of them, Ryan Anderson is
– Yeah, Ryan Anderson numero is a big uno. That was a great call. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you got to be careful with who was like, oh, you know – that sucks. Who was the guy you yelled at? You're a bum. That's the guy you hate. And that was definitely Ryan Anderson.
Yeah, and again, and of course, the fan is not going to take all the circumstances into consideration. But the Jeremy Lin thing, obviously, look, I know for a fact that was a Les Alexander move. He was pissed off that you know, once he left the Rockets, when they decided to keep Kyle Lowry and Rafer Alston, or not Rafer, Kyle Lowry and Goran Dragic, which was the right move, that he went out and had Lin Sanity with the Knicks. So then the thing was, we never should have let him go. We needed to get him back. So then the organization does what he wants, brings him back, and basically guts the rest of the team, and he becomes literally the face of the Rockets for about a month and a half. And until they make the right before the start of the regular season trade for Harden, which saved a lot of people's asses with the marketing campaign, he was on every schedule, every poster, everything. And every expectation was, you're going to get Lin Sanity for a full 82-game schedule. That was never going to happen.
No. That would be like trying to get Will Fuller for full 16 games.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the worst drawback to everything with Linsanity was he started to believe the hype. So mm-hmm. on top of everything else, you weren't going to get it as a player. And then he became defiant in terms of anyone giving him any kind of criticism or coaching or, like, critiques. And then the Jeremy Lin fan club would get involved from all over the world on anything that they did. And Daryl was so, like, dialed into it that he'd be afraid to have us announce on TV that he was beat out for the starting job by Patrick Beverley or Kyle Lowry or whoever it was. And Daryl would literally tell us, can you not say he got beat out? Can you say for the betterment of the team he makes our second unit better? Well, essentially, without saying it, Daryl, what we're saying is he got beat out.
Yeah.
All for fear of the backlash of the Jeremy Lin fan club worldwide. Come on.
That's what happens when you make marketing moves and not basketball moves.
No doubt.
So Corey Buck on Twitter said, what about Ron Artest? I don't think he was hated.
Well, again, now that's a good way to go full circle. He was a member of that Yao Tracy team that took the Lakers to seven games, and Yao didn't play game seven. There's a whole different amount of love for Ron Artest if they win that series, and especially if they at least go to the finals.
Yeah.
I don't think Ron wasn't really bad. The bad news was he left after bashing Kobe and wanting to literally kill him and fight him to joining him and winning a championship.
Yeah. I don't think he was hated. He's just, you know, again, a little more disappointing, like you said, for the series and everything else. And Bill McGraw tweeted us, and he texted it too, but he's like, I got a better one for y'all. Most beloved Rocket that was basically just a guy. Well, Bill, that's defeating the purpose of this. And we've done stuff like that before. This was more specific.
We don't pride ourselves on taking up segments with Mount Rushmores and lists, but yeah.
Yeah, it was a good
quick
try.
Quick answer? I think... My man Mucci Norris.
No. Larry Smith.
That's my quick answer.
Mucci wasn't just a guy, was he?
Yeah.
Mucci played some meaningful minutes. John Tabak was just a guy.
John Tabak wasn't a fan favorite like Mucci was. Between the fro and the bobblehead. Come on.
Yeah, Mucci you're not just a guy if you get a bobblehead, bro.
You're not just a guy if you got a big afro.
No, but you got a bobblehead.
Nope, you got a bobblehead because you had a big fro, and they wanted to do something different than just a shaking head.
I don't think so. I'm going to agree to disagree here. Chris Davis had a good point, too, real quick, about the whole mental health issues. He's like, you know, a couple years later, if you fast forward past all the Royce White stuff, now the NBA is making it a priority. You can almost say that Royce White had a significant impact on how the NBA handles mental health issues.
Well, I mean, look, he had an impact just like he did on the Big Three League. But the thing is the way he handled it here in Houston was, instead of appreciating all they were trying to do for him with the tour bus and all the different things they were doing to try to at least, you know, not run from it but address it, he would bash the organization when they were actually trying, and that just turned them away from him. That just pissed him off. So,
yeah,
well, I think it could have been handled differently on both sides. But credit for him for getting done what he's gotten done to this point.
Yeah,
and there's so much more to get done, as you mentioned. So, all right, not much more to get done for us as we take you to the end of another Usual Suspects. We'll be back tomorrow, so hopefully you will be too. Barry, we appreciate you, Aaron Raybould, you and Dell as well. For all those guys and myself, Joel, we're going to wish you guys a great night. Stay tuned because the Blitz is coming up next. They're going to take you all the way till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5.
Another one bites the dust. Another one. And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
ESPN 97.5.